Okay, Cynthia, you are unmuted. Hey, 3-2 Erica. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Cynthia.
Okay. And who am I speaking with? Is this Jerome?
Philip Tyrone. Yep.
Tyrone. Okay. So, yeah, I just got my discharge, and I, just like the previous caller, I am so anxious about getting a credit card again. So I've gone through the first program or the email or the videos or whatever, but I'm just having hesitation to apply for the credit card. And I know what I need to do it. I'm just kind of nervous to do it.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Just like before, like I said with Tess, right? I mean, it's an emotional thing. But I can tell. I mean, did what I said resonate with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And
I mean,
I keep telling myself it's just a process. I just have to follow the process and trust
yeah.
that it's gonna work.
Well, that's it, Cynthia. And, you know, the truth of the matter is like, you know, for you, you're experiencing this in like a silo. Because here's the problem with bankruptcy. No one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it with anyone because you're embarrassed, right?
Exactly.
And because you don't talk about it with anyone, you think no one else goes through this stuff. So you're like, you're confused about the process. You're isolated. And what it does, it paralyzes you. I mean, do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let me tell you something. I see this movie all the time. Like, it's a reoccurring movie. It's so predictable. Remember that movie Groundhog Day? Remember that with Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Or don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, you should see it just for the sake of this. It's like, it's hilarious. It's like he gets stuck in the same day, right? I've seen this movie so many times. And if you had any idea of the people who are in your financial situation or worse, you would be floored. Because everyone's driving their cars and carrying the purses and they're buying this and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing wrong?
Exactly.
What am I doing wrong? Newsflash, you're not. Everyone's walking around faking it. And I'm just the one, I'm the messenger. Because I see it. So I don't know what else to tell you, but I can keep calling into these calls, and I will continuously give you I'll constantly give you the shot in the arm. Hopefully we'll get through it. You know, I know we'll get through it together, right? But I know it's hard, and just is what it is.
Well, that's why I wanted to call in today as well, to hear other people so I know that it's not just me.
Does it feel better? Do you get the fact that other people feel the same thing?
Yeah, it feels good to know that I am not alone. It's not just me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've heard it a lot today, right?
Yeah.
Were you on the call this morning?
No, just this evening.
Okay, well, let me tell you would have heard more of it this morning.
How often do these calls happen?
It depends. Typically, it's once a month, but if we have a big influx of people, we do it twice a month. It just depends.
Okay. And you email every time before?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I just started getting your emails, and actually when I got your email, I thought that someone had hacked my account because I didn't know what to, you know, expect it. And then it had went to the junk mail, so I had to actually go to my junk mail because I called the agent the office, and they were like, yeah, go to your junk mail and check for it. And that's where I found everything. So
I get it. Well, so here's the thing, Cynthia. I got a prediction. Down the road, you're going to say to yourself, you know, this bankruptcy was one of the greatest learning lessons of my life. You're going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're gonna do it together. And I can guarantee you, you will. I'm going nowhere. I've been doing this for 18 years. I'm gonna do it for another 18 years. But here's the reality of it. After like 3 or 4 of these calls, and or maybe, you know, maybe 5 months, 6 months, your credit score is gonna start popping. And your credit, and you're gonna all of a sudden be relieved. And then you're gonna totally forget about your credit, and you're gonna totally forget about me. And 720 credit score. Truly, I mean it. It's going to be like, what was that? Like, did I take a credit program? But that's how I know I won. And that's how I know I succeeded. When you don't even think about it,
right.
That's when I win. And that's what will happen. I'm telling you, it will happen. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, well, there's like some, after my bankruptcy, like I got enrolled in some program. I forget what it was, but yeah, it was really helpful. And something. Right? And it will be an afterthought. And forever and ever and ever, you're going to spring back from this bankruptcy and for those of you on the phone call with a foreclosure or debt or whatever it is, you're going to spring back in such a way that it bounces you to a complete different level of financial freedom. And this is not one of those hype things where I'm telling you, you know, oh, you want to make $10,000 a month in the next 30 days, right? This is something proven that anyone can accomplish, and I've seen it done over and over and over. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's, we're in this together. Keep me posted, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cynthia. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.